Staying fit during COVID-19 doesn't need to be complicated. Tiger Wellness Center Director Drew Gannon talks to us about that and more on this episode of The Post Podcast. So I think you're here, you're replacing our segment usually we do with Glenn McNeil about health and wellness. I think we want to talk about today just general health and wellness stuff you can do in times of the pandemic and being at home and, you know, all the gyms. I think we are reopening gyms, but they're not quite there yet, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Some facilities are beginning to start their reopening process, and I know that it's been an ongoing conversation within just the Hayes community with myself and the rec and the center, but I know that that's been a conversation even just throughout the entire state and region as gyms try to begin the process of reopening and figuring out how to reopen and what that new fitness facility and exercise looks like within the fitness facilities.
Sure. So what can people do? You know, when you're at home and you're stuck at home all day and a lot of us have, you know, children or animals and we're trying to get our work done and it's just, you know, stressful and overwhelming. What can you do to help stay healthy and stay kind of fit?
You know, the biggest suggestion that I've had throughout this whole entire time, and we've even told our students here at Fort Hayes to take breaks and take activity breaks. Try to get yourself out of the house and go for a walk, even if it's just around the block. You know, my wife and I even have taken breaks while we've been working and just go walk around just even one or two blocks throughout the day, multiple times a day. It just helps to get yourself out and to give yourself a break from the computer or the screen or even those Zoom meetings. They start to add up. To give yourself a break by being active, and that activity really starts to add up throughout the day. We see that 10 minutes here and there can add up to 30 or 40 or even maybe an hour or longer of activity throughout the day, which just increases your overall calorie burn and energy burn that you have throughout the day and adds just to that activity level that we all want to strive for.
Awesome. Yeah, and I think, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but some recent research has kind of suggested, you know, small amounts of exercise through the day, 5 minutes, you know, 10 times a day, is just as good as going to the gym for, I don't know what the equivalent would be there, 50 minutes, I guess, so an hour, right?
Yeah, for sure. There was a huge amount of research just a few years ago done by some people out of China and Japan. I know that that's maybe not such the great topic right now, but they did some major research on just the activity levels of going 10-minute bouts and what that adds up to and what it looks like. And so even if we can just get, you know, 3 10-minute segments, there's a segment that I show a lot of my students. It's called 23 and a half hours. And if we can get 30 minutes of activity, so we have 23 and a half hours left for our day, we can do whatever we want for that 23 and a half hours. But if we can get 30 minutes of activity every single day, and that can easily be broken up into 5 and 10-minute segments. And we're seeing within that research that that's very near the same amount of positive traits towards 30 minutes of continuous activity.
Awesome. Yeah, and it's probably a lot easier, I think, for folks to schedule in those small blocks rather than maybe, you know, because even if you're going to a gym and you plan on 30 minutes there, it's 10 minutes to drive there, 10 minutes to drive home, and then you got a shower. So it really turns into like an hour. But you could do those little short things kind of throughout your day and schedule it however you need to, right?
For sure. Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's a big thing with these Zoom meetings and stuff. You know, if you get on a Zoom meeting, you know, to maybe try to give yourself a 15-minute cushion so you can go out and walk for 7 to 10 minutes in between your Zoom meetings. Or even, you know, if you're working with your kid, I know that school's kind of coming to an end or is over. A lot of people give yourself 10 to 10 minutes of a break even for your kids to go out and walk and run around. We see that these activity levels are really good for our mental state and our brain activity as well. We see increased brain activity with physical activity.
Oh, wow. You know, something else I'm wondering about here. As people that don't have access to a gym, or maybe they're still even afraid to go to the gym, what's some exercises they can do at home that maybe replace some of the big machine, you know, equipment stuff that you would be doing at a traditional gym facility?
Yeah, that's been a question that we've had come from a lot of our students and just the people that we deal with in the Tiger Wellness Center on campus is, you know, what can I do and how can I get that resistance training? You know, we obviously know that we can go out and walk and go for a bike ride or go for a run. You know, we've encouraged people to, you know, even just pick up water bottles or milk jugs for their weights. You know, textbooks. We've seen students start to use textbooks or their backpacks as added weight. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be your formal traditional picking up a set of dumbbells. I know that from our equipment guy that they are sold out of fitness equipment all over, not just from him, but even Walmart, Target, or ordering from Dick's Sporting Goods, everywhere. And so finding out things that they've got some resistance to and they've got some weight to them, whether it's a water bottle, milk jugs. I've seen people use cans of soup even. It doesn't have to be that necessarily traditional sense, but maybe something that you can easily grip. I had a student that told me they were using jugs of kitty litter for their weight. So these little things that we can just make sure that we can get a good grip on, we can use as weights to do, you know, maybe it's a shoulder press or a dumbbell, bicep curls or tricep extensions or even chest presses, things like that. Anything that we can get that resistance and hold on to. Then we take our backpack, we can do some weighted squats, or if we're holding a pile of textbooks, maybe we can do some squats that way, or walking lunges. And if we can get some sort of resistance, that's going to help. It's just not necessarily the traditional sense that we're used to and what we traditionally think of. Okay, I'm going to do some leg exercises or I'm going to do some upper body work. It's not necessarily the traditional weights, but it's still good for us and still good resistance. I know that bands have become really popular in the last couple of years, but even more so in the last few months. I'm using resistance bands as a way to get some activity and some physical resistance against our muscle movements.
Awesome. You know, and I'm thinking too, for folks that do like structured exercise or maybe classes, what's some good resources they could go to online and find, you know, structured or organized kind of exercise? I don't want to call them courses, but you know what I mean? Like kind of guided practice.
Yep, the group exercise classes and group exercise programming, that has been an extremely popular thing during this COVID-19 pandemic when everybody's been home. I know that many facilities, myself included in the rec and the center, have been doing and posting challenges and activities that they can take part in online. You know, you don't have to be a member to get onto the Facebook page or the website and find a class to partake in. I know that Peloton, we know them for their bikes that you can go through and ride, but they've been offering their online courses. You don't even have to have a Peloton bike, but you can create an online account for free and they'll give you free access. I know that there's just been a lot of different groups and organizations, maybe even companies, that have used this to say, hey, come in and use our subscription basis for free for the next 60 or 90 days. But obviously we can log on to YouTube and we can find, you know, yoga classes or Pilates classes or even just some general group exercise classes. Another good one that people don't necessarily think about is your smart TV. If you've got a Roku or a Apple TV or even an Amazon Fire Stick, you can search for some online fitness class platforms and you can find some fitness classes that way as well.
Awesome. You know, if you're looking for a paid one, what's that typically run?
You know, you can see them from, you know, $30 a month, you know, maybe even as high as $60 or $90 a month to join a subscription aspect of things. And that will offer you a lot of times some private aspect where you can interact maybe with the instructor, or you get certain classes or premium-based classes a month. And it's a little more interactive, and you can come sometimes interact with those people on an individual basis, or maybe attend some more classes, or just have a bigger variety of classes as well.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. I mean, that's you know, generally kind of a gym membership pricing range. And, you know, if you're going to be working at home, or again, if you're afraid to go to the gym for a little while, that sounds like a really good option that kind of gives you the flexibility of time and the, you know, comfort of being in your own home and not having to go out and potentially risk yourself if you're nervous about that.
For sure. For sure. We see a lot of people that travel for business where they do that. And that, you know, if they're going to be in Kansas City or Denver or Chicago or maybe Dallas or Omaha, and they're traveling for business, we'll see a lot of those people that will join subscription aspects for their fitness classes. And, you know, those people usually have invested in some sort of maybe bands, or even a new thing is a TRX suspension trainer. it's easy to pack in their suitcase. And those are strong suggestions that for anybody that's on the road quite a bit or wants to stay home and work out at home, just to put yourself in a situation where you can be successful. And by investing in your own physical health, whether it's just some having some equipment and some ability, it doesn't have to be a big machine or an expensive treadmill. It can just be some basic bands or dumbbells that aren't too cost challenging.
Sure. You got me curious what that TRX thing is that you mentioned.
So basically it was designed by a guy in the military. He was getting ready to go overseas for his deployment, and he created this basically it's a almost just kind of basically what he explained is a rope that attaches to an anchor. It can be as simple as a tree or I take mine to the park. I attach it to my brother's got an attachment at his house, even in his ceiling, but it's a rope that attaches and then it kind of splits into two ropes. So it creates two handles and you're able to do both upper body and lower body, but you just kind of hang onto the handle. So you're able to do squats or lunges or do some push-ups against it or biceps, curls or tricep extensions, but it's just kind of two ropes that attach to an anchoring point, and there's not much stability in it, which is great because that works a lot of our secondary stabilizing muscles, and it also causes us to have our core engaged at all times. They run for about $100, $200. You can just find them on sale for about $100. And there's some secondary brands, but my suggestion always is I want to be on the safe side when I make a recommendation of going with the TRX because I know that they've been tested and are up to code, I guess you could say.
Yes, so it kind of sounds like to me it's just an advanced, resistance band kind of thing. And I would imagine... Sorry, go ahead.
You use your body weight for your resistance. So whether you're doing a bicep curl, you're just kind of curling your bicep. Or you curl with your biceps, but your resistance is your body weight. And you use just some basic angles of if it's too hard, I'll kind of stand up more and more of my weight's being carried in my feet. And that means that I'm having to curl up less of my body weight. Or if I need to make it harder, I put myself closer to the ground and I decrease that angle between myself and the ground. And it means that I'm going to have to carry more of the weight while I do a bicep curl or a tricep extension or a shoulder exercise. You know, these are just some examples, but it is all the same basic. I'm using my body weight and some physics of angles and resistance and the kind of a lever aspect of my body being pointed down in one point into the ground. And I'm going to try to move my body with my own muscles in my own body in just different ways.
Awesome. Yeah, this has kind of been a trend as of late, right? Where it's, a lot of the body weight training, where you're using your own weight in different ways to build muscle or, even get some aerobic exercise that doesn't require a whole lot of gym equipment, right?
For sure, definitely. And we've really seen that trend take off in the last couple of years, but even more so obviously in the last few months. Definitely body weight training. You know, one of the things that I'm a big proponent for is always safety. We want to keep everyone safe. And the likelihood of being hurt when we're doing body weight training is definitely on the lower end. So our body weight exercise and body weight training is definitely a positive in that sense. And it's easy. You can go anywhere and you can do some body weight exercises and body weight training. And it can be high intensity and it can also be, on the lower end as well, just depending on what you're wanting. A burpees, if I'm going to ask you to do 10 burpees, that's pretty high intense. But you can also just do some body weight squats or even wall pushups, and that's going to be on your lower intensity, but there are benefits to all of that, just depending on your desire and where you're at and your fitness level.
Yeah. That's something that I think almost any fitness professional would tell you, don't overdo it. Don't jump in too fast into any sort of training program, right?
Correct, for sure. We always want to make sure that we're keeping everybody safe from the start to the finish, and I don't want anyone to go home super sore and to not enjoy it. This should be something that, is physically grueling a little bit, but it should still have some enjoyment aspect to it. I always tell people, you grab some friends and go for a walk together or do this workout together. If we've got a workout partner, we're more likely to participate. We're more likely to have that accountability with each other and more likely to be successful. And if you're struggling, I always tell people, just put your shoes on. If you're going to put your gym shoes on, you can put your running shoes on, your walking shoes on, you're probably more likely to go be successful and go get that workout in or go get that walk or run in than if you don't put them on. So if you're struggling to get off the couch, get the urge to go put your shoes on, and you're probably more likely to go out and do it because you've already put your shoes on and you might as well just go do it than to sit there and be like, well, I'll wait another 10 or 15 minutes. So we always want people to be safe. We always want people to be successful. And, you know, starting out on that safety aspect is for sure a huge proponent for us. And I know even just within our entire field, that is should be the number one priority, is making sure that all people are safe.
Absolutely. Well, Drew, we are just about out of time here. I'm wondering, anything else you want to try to hit on before we go about just general fitness and how to stay healthy during this whole COVID-19 situation?
Yeah, you know, our ACSM guidelines, American College of Sports Medicine, recommends that we get 150 minutes of physical activity each week. And so that, like we talked about earlier, that can be broken up into 10-minute segments. And I really just encourage you, if you can't hit that 150 minutes, try to and work your way up to that if you can't reach that necessarily. And when we think about that, it's not too much activity every single day. Break it up into manageable 10-minute segments, or if you're able to, go for 20 minutes. But try to get yourself to that 150 minutes and take some breaks from the computer, take some breaks from those meetings, and get yourself outside. It's going to be great weather out this summer, and this is a perfect time. It's a lot better now in the summer to have this COVID-19 when we're all stuck at home than in the wintertime and we're able to get outside. So I really strongly encourage people to get outside, to enjoy the weather, to enjoy the green that's coming, and to get that fresh air and get yourself active just here and there throughout the entire week.